KTX 98.9, your Austin music experience. I'm Elizabeth McQueen here live in Studio 1A with Matthew Sweet. He's playing two nights at 310 at ACL Live, played last night and will play again tonight. He also has a new record out called Tomorrow Forever. And I'm going to ask you some questions, but first, could we hear a song?
Yes, this is a new song from Tomorrow Forever. It's called Pretty Please.
Sweet live in Studio 1A with Pretty Please off his new record, Tomorrow Forever. He's doing the second night of a two-night stand at 310 at ACL Live. You can find info and tickets at 310austin.com. And I love that song. I love the new record, man.
Oh, thank you so much.
It totally harkens back to like your kind of 90s power pop era. And I heard that you moved back to Nebraska recently.
That's true. I guess about 3 years ago. My wife and I, we'd been in Los Angeles for 20 years, and we decided we wanted to move somewhere else. And it was kind of, you know, we wanted to go to Hawaii and Northern California coast and all these kind of exotic places, but they weren't, we didn't know anybody there, and they weren't easy to get to airports for me to tour. And we just ended up picking Omaha because we both came from Nebraska, and we both have a lot of family there. And so it turned out to be really cool to go back.
Did being in the land of like your childhood, did that influence this record or the songs that you wrote?
I think it did, yeah. It gave me this, you know, I've always, people I'd run into from when I was really young would always remember just every single little thing we did. And I always felt like I didn't remember anything very well, you know. And when I got back, things started to kind of come back to me and piece together from when I was first doing music. And I think that did influence just my inspiration for enjoying doing it, you know.
Cool, man. And this record, you did a Kickstarter campaign to fund it?
I did, yeah.
How is that experience? Because there's making the record, which is its own experience, and then Kickstarter, it's like its own
experience. Kickstarter was, well, it was really exciting to do the campaign and kind of rally the troops to support the record. And we did really well in raising the funds. And then right on the heels of the campaign, my mother died, and I was sort of in this weird space, and I couldn't start right away like I'd originally planned. And I also was supposed to do demos for the record that was a disc I was gonna, or rather a download that you could get in the incentives. And it quickly became clear that I wouldn't have time. You know, I was gonna be so late. And I think I also felt a lot of personal pressure to make sure the record was really good because it was the fans. I felt sort of like paranoid that it had to be great. So I took even longer making it by doing several batches of songs. I just figured the more songs I did, the better the record would be distilling down from it. And so I recorded about 38 songs. Wow. And out of those, 17 are on the album. And then there's a whole sort of satellite album called Tomorrow's Daughter that's another 12 songs. And that's what the people who got the demos got. So they actually sort of got an extra record. And I think people keep asking me if we're going to release it. And I think we will make a disc or make a vinyl of the extra record at some point as well.
Wow. So that Kickstarter kind of spawned a whole journey for
you. It did. And I got to do some really fun things. I made bronze cats. I learned all about making bronzes. I found this guy, Les Bruning, in Omaha, who's a famous artist there. And he has a foundry where he can pour bronzes. And I used pottery that I'd made over the years of cats to make these bronzes for Kickstarter. And then we made a separate one to sell on tour. And it was so fun to like talk about it and pitch it. But then we sold out of them, so I don't get to do it now at the shows. But we're making another 30 of them, I think, for future touring. So that was one fun thing, an art project kind of connected to it.
That's really cool, man. Well, thank you so much for making the record. I'm a big fan, and I'm happy to have
you.
It. And thanks to all the fans who funded it. And hey, can we hear another song?
Sure, yeah. This is another new song. It's called Trick of the Light. I looked into
I took it under my stride. I rode the sun, walked the moonbeams, and I felt really alive.
Matthew Sweet. Matthew Sweet live in Studio 1A. That was Trick of the Light from his new record, Tomorrow Forever. He'll be doing his second night of a two-night stand at 3:10 at ACL Live, and he's joined in Studio 1A by Paul Chastain and Jason Victor. And you guys are doing like a stripped-down acoustic thing right now, but
yes,
you have a full band at 3:10,
right? It's full-on electric at the show.
Excellent, excellent. If you want more information, you can go to 310austin.com. Doors tonight are at 7:30. The show is at 8:30. Do you guys have one more song for
us? We will play one more song, and this one is an oldie. It comes from the Altered Beast album, and it's called Time Capsule. You're doing to me, my love. Don't wanna see. Then we were young and strong. Now everything is wrong. Did you want me? Is in a time capsule. Dream what you want me to be. Then come and dig for me. Then we were young and strong. Matthew Sweet live in the Studio 1A. He's playing tonight at 3:10 at ACL Live. Tickets are at 310austin.com. Thank you so much for coming in on a Saturday. Thank you for having us. Thanks.
It's his KTX 98.9. Jake Perlman is our engineer, and the full session will be up on ktx.org sometime in the next couple of days. KTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.